This week's Parsha has the list of the curses and the blessings that Moshe says should be said to the people. And among them, among the curses, we have Arur Makle Aviv V'Imo. Cursed is one who degrades his parents. Now, the simple understanding of this pasuk and these curses is that they reinforce pre-existing halachot. Not that it's introducing a new law. We have two central halachot of honoring or not disrespecting one's parents. We have the mitzvah of kibud, and we have the prohibitions that derive from mora, right, fear and awe. And this is just reinforcing it, that cursed it is one who degrades his parents and doesn't fulfill the other obligations that we already know exist. However, there are at least two achronim that I know of that don't take this position and attempt to argue that in fact, when we look at this parsha, this unit, at the arurs, we should be looking for new halachic categories. So one, and this is quite surprising, is the position of the Malbim. The Malbim writes that anything that's included in the list of the arurs, even though it's not technically one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, is obligatory not only on Jews, but on non-Jews. And therefore, he argues that Kibud Av V'Em, though it's not one of the seven, is obligatory for non-Jews as well. And this would explain what otherwise is a little bit odd, that when the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph asks for the paradigmatic case of Kibud Av V'Em, Adheicha and Kibud Av V'Em, it brings an example from Dama ben Nesina, who is not Jewish. Now if Kibud Av V'Em is not obligatory on non-Jews, so it's interesting, not impossible, that we would bring an example from a non-Jew. But according to the Malbim, it's easy because the anything in the arurs, in fact, is part of their mitzvot as well. Now, why that's the case is it is unclear. Perhaps it's because if you attach a curse to the mitzvah that shows that it's not just a local command, it's a more overarching value, and therefore non-Jews should be obligated. Maybe it's part of the position of the Chinuch and other Rishonim that the Sheva Mitzvot represent larger categories, and anything with an R we know to look for some way of fitting it into one of the Sheva Mitzvot. I'm not sure, but that's point number one that you find in the Achronim of generating a new halachic obligation based on the commands in the Arur section. The second one is from the Nitziv. The Nitziv in his Tshuvot in Meshiv Davar, in Yeredeya, Tshuva Nun, suggests that there are in fact three distinct, we talk about two, but there are three obligations towards your parents. One is kibud, which the Gemara talks about is helping them eat, drink, clothing, and the like, respect. Mora, which is not contradicting the words, not sitting in their place, not calling them by their first name, right? Is the negative types of respect, awe, reverence, if you will. And makle is to not degrade them. Now, what's the implication of that? So he notes that the poskim assume, based on the tshuva of the Maharik, tshuva kuf samech vav, in paragraph gimel, that a parent is not allowed, the question that was posed to him was, is a parent allowed to tell a child who to marry? And in that context, Marik says no for three reasons. One is because Kibud Av V'Em is limited to things that relate to the benefit of the parent. Two is because marriage is a mitzvah, and therefore by telling someone not to marry someone, right, that is some form of violating a mitzvah. And also because Kibud Av V'Em is limited to Mishel Av, to using the father's property to help him, but you don't have to use your own money, and he makes a kal v'chomer. If you don't have to spend money on Kibud Av V'Em, you don't have to endure physical or emotional or psychological pain for Kibud Av V'Em. And since it would be extremely painful to be told who not to marry, so your parents don't have the right to tell you that. But then Nitziv throws in a caveat and says that's only true if they just don't like the person that you're going to marry. But if it would cause them embarrassment, so that's a third category. That's what we call makle. And then your parents would have that right. So again, he creates a third obligation. Now that one is pretty soundly rejected by the later poskim. The Tzitz Eliezer in two tshuvot notes that we poskin like the Maharik. The Maharik says, under all circumstances, a parent has no right to tell his son who not to marry. And the poskim, for the most part, with the exception of a tshuva and the Torah Lishma, assume that that is true of daughters, even though they don't have the mitzvah of kiddushin, because they may in some way be connected either to kiddushin or to puravu in some secondary mitzvah. aspect. So so he notes that no one ever raised any limitations. So it seems to be not correct. Rav Ovadia as well is a very long tshuva where he critiques this nitziv in Yabia Omer Chelek Ches Yerodeya Tshuva Chav Bet. He rejects the Nitziv, but he also adds a caveat. He says, and if you want to explain the Nitziv, so perhaps the only time that Makle would come into effect is if the degradation is objective. And he uses this to explain a different question. The Achronim ask, how could it be that Avram told Yitzchak, don't marry someone from Canaan? You're not allowed to tell your children not to marry. So he says, because God said he shouldn't marry someone from Canaan, it was objectively degrading, and therefore that would go under Makla. But anything short of objective degradation, which God has sanctioned, would not count. So those are the two possible halachic implications of Makla. Either it applies to Jews as well as like the Malbim, or it introduces a new prohibition like the Nativ. The Malbim, I'm pretty sure, has not caught on, and the Nitziv, the post, can explicitly reject and assume that no, Kibbut Avim does have those limitations, and you can't just pull out the trump card of degradation to make your children do everything. There are limitations of the mitzvah, as the Ma'arik outlines.